Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget that on Thursday nights on Alt 105 at 7 o'clock, Vinny takes over. He's got his
side piece.
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Well on your way to working out this week's playlist.
I am, but if anyone out there wants to make requests for this Thursday night show, hit me on Instagram and let me know what bands you want to hear or if it's a particular song, and I'll do it. It's fun. It's really been fun. I'm enjoying it.
Hit it. Uh-oh. Is it not? Bryn, what is happening over at your house?
Well, he's on the beach. Look at him.
I know. How can you have your... They must get sand in the equipment. I don't even think I can hear him. All right, anyway, it's time for the news, Vincent.
Oh. All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
Okay. What day are we on the work from home thing? Is this like week, what, 12?
14 weeks, right. 2 days. Or 14th okay. week, second day of the 14th week.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank has impacted nearly 40,000 jobs by helping thousands of local businesses get loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
All right, so here's what's happening. California is moving full steam ahead with reopening. They say, this is from the Merck, despite increases in cases. And, that's just the reality. I did read one thing that they're saying, from the start of the protests, which I think were in Minneapolis, they have not seen a spike in coronavirus cases.
Oh.
So the hope is that that will hold throughout the country. Unlikely, but the first report was pretty good.
It would be great if this thing just sort of faded off, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know if Minneapolis is using masks, but most places that you see in most protests, you see people have masks on.
Yeah. So the CDC has released updated coronavirus stats. Here they are. They show a 14% hospitalization rate and 5% fatality rate. There have been a rise in a number of Googling things like coronavirus symptoms and COVID-19 test. We know you're right in the middle of that, Sarah. So,
I don't know.
You know, you're going to do a Zoom meeting today. So that's it looks like that's the deal is we're seeing, you know, this continue.
Yeah.
No real surprise there. They also say that there have been between January 22nd and May 30th, there were 1.76 million cases and 103,000 deaths. And that's in the United States.
They say hospitals.
103,000, actually almost 104,000 deaths and 1.76 million cases. Mm. Hospitalizations were six times higher and deaths were 12 times higher for people with underlying conditions, and Hispanic and Black communities have been affected disproportionately hard by the virus. And experts are saying that as we emerge from this unprecedented shutdown, what would be worse is another shutdown.
Yes.
In fact, they're saying now that it could be so catastrophic to the economy. They're begging people to practice distance and wear your masks. Pretty, pretty please with sugar on top. How do the other people live? You know, the ones with all the dough. It looks like instead of doing Airbnbs now, rich people have been buying luxury real estate up like crazy during the pandemic. They want their own places to go to, their own. They don't want to share. Airbnb is not going to cut it. They'd just rather have their own spot. I can understand that.
If you can afford it, I mean, okay. I mean, you know, when you buy a place someplace, that's where you're going from then on. You know,
right?
As there a person isn't who the owned, old... I owned a house in Tahoe, and there's an enormous amount of guilt that goes along with just like
not owning it.
You gotta go, right? Yeah, right. If you don't go there, you're like, oh my god, Like if you bought a place, I mean, look, if you love Hawaii and you were going there three times a year or something, then maybe that is a place you buy a house. But you know, listen, rich people, check in with me. I'll let you know how to spend your money.
Oh.
You know, I'm good
at
that.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, I'm a giver, you know.
I don't know what the story is with these opinions. They're being called unpopular opinions, and they were posted for people to go crazy about on the internet. So I thought I'd run these by you.
They're unpopular opinions.
Yeah, it's nonsense, so it's actually, you know, I'm drawn to it right now.
So hopefully we'll have a little fun.
Well, we'll see. Cold weather is better than warm weather.
No.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Bring on the cold. I'm down.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, unless I'm on vacation and I'm just getting to jump in and out of the... If I have to live my day-to-day life in 100-degree weather, no thanks.
Yeah, but if you have to live your life in 20-degree weather, also no thanks. You know, I'll take 70 degrees. I don't like either one of those things, you know? Because when I think cold weather, I think winter, not... Just, it's 50 and chilly out today.
Yeah, well, I'm Californian. What do you mean winter?
Winter
50 degrees, right.
You have to get up an hour early to shovel your driveway first and then run in and take a shower because you're a sweat ball and it's 6 in the morning.
I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Well, listen.
Where do those people live?
Everywhere but California and Florida, I guess.
Another opinion on this list of pointless opinions. Mm-hmm. Nickelback is actually a pretty good band.
I really don't know if they're a good band or not. I don't care about Nickelback at all. What are your thoughts on that?
Look at this Instagram. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, they sound like a band that knows how to play their instruments and has written songs. I'm not gonna get an argument.
They're one of those bands.
People, I don't care about them.
People don't want to admit to it, but they have freaking hits, and stations all around the country play them. Period.
I think my brother loves Nickelback.
He probably does.
Yeah, seems like a band he would love. They're fine. I have no problem with Nickelback.
The show Friends is overrated.
I like Friends.
Yeah, Friends is pretty good. You're
That's
crazy.
A pretty good show.
Now listen, I'm with this one. Tomatoes are bad and ruin sandwiches.
No. But, like you've said, bad tomatoes, there's no place for them in the world.
Most tomatoes...
A good tomato or no tomato.
...are bad.
Yeah, you can hold the tomato if it's one of those crystalline entity ones. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want it.
But a homegrown heirloom tomato? Give it to me.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you know, you have a really good Caprese salad, like, in the summer with... On a sliced, heirloom tomato. Who's going to argue with that?
I don't even know if I understand this next one. And maybe this is even the reason for doing this little pointless survey. Actually, just not talking.
Oh, this one?
Okay. This one. Putting a period at the end of a text makes it seem more aggressive. What? It does?
Yeah, it does.
You know,
why?
What?
Yeah, a lot of people that I text with, I don't put periods only if I'm texting like a big paragraph, but if it's just like a quick sentence and you put like a period, it's like, oh, they're in a bad mood. Like,
what?
Yeah, a lot of people that I text don't use periods.
Oh, these
you know,
kids.
It does. It's a kid thing.
They're in a bad mood because they put a period on it.
Like, I'm typing, for instance, if you're just saying okay and they put okay period, it's like, oh, that's kind of rude. Like, that's how it's taken.
I'm going to look back at our exchanges. I honestly, it's never occurred to me. I don't even know if I put... Hold on a second here.
Oh, well, I struck gold because I truly read that and went, I don't have any idea. That's aggressive.
Mostly, if I do anything, it's an exclamation point. If there is more than one sentence, there's a period after the first sentence. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. But it's just like, if it's just one sentence then and you put a period, it's like, if you just put thanks period, it's like, oh, okay. Like,
I do have some periods in here and stuff I've sent you, Nicole. Not
do
much.
You mean that it's like the end of the conversation? Is that what you're getting at? Like, because someone put a period on it, they're done talking?
Kind of, yeah. If that's where the conversation's leading, then yeah, it's okay. That's it. But if you are having a conversation with somebody and they're just like putting periods, and depending on the topic, it's like, oh, they're in a bad mood.
Okay, so I would like to make a disclaimer on behalf of all old people. We're used to ending our sentences with periods. It has absolutely nothing to do with our mood.
No, it's
or
totally
some statement
thing.
That we're please when the old people text you, Nicole, just know that we're just ending a sentence.
Yeah, it's totally a kid thing.
We're punctuating. That's all.
Or just know that they're always in a bad mood.
Yeah, there's that. That's it.
That is true. That's true. I am done talking to you. So
our boss started a meeting back when we all were in the building together.
Yeah.
And he started it by talking about this text he exchanged with one of his younger salespeople, and he had written them something and they wrote back a why. And he was like, I what don't you understand? And the person wrote back, the why's for yes. The answer's yes. And he didn't get that. He thought they were asking him why. And
well, that's
clearly,
because people put you for you, you know?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't why be for why? I understand his...
I do too, but clearly there's a disconnect between generations.
Clearly.
I didn't know.
Honestly, if I'd left a period off when I was typing, I would have failed that class, you know?
Right.
So,
well, who knew that that was aggressive? Now we do.
Yeah, just blanket statement. Don't, if, please, I'm just, it has nothing to do with my mood. You're putting me in a bad mood now. Hey, please stop.
Period.
I'm just period. I'm just ending a sentence. Period.
Back on January 8th, a 35-year-old guy named Marcus Davis in Portland, Oregon, went to the hospital with a gunshot wound to the man zone.
Oh no.
He told the cops a homeless man shot him right in the man zone at a bus stop.
Oh.
There he was at the bus stop when a homeless guy with a weapon shot him in the ween.
Mm. So there's a homeless guy out on the streets and he's got a gun.
Shooting trouser snakes.
Yeah. Hunting.
When the cops checked the area, they couldn't find any evidence of a shooting. None. Zero. You know,
yeah, no
anything.
Blood,
right.
No bullet casing.
Then there was the matter of how the bullet traveled through Marcus, which apparently went through the top of his...
Chaunch.
Through his right...
nut?
Coconut, yeah. Into his upper thigh and then out the other side of his thigh.
Oh,
in other
boy,
words,
that's
the bullet
quite an angle.
Hadn't gone straight on. The angle showed it went into his junk from above. And so they were able to determine that he'd shot himself.
Was it an accident?
You have to believe, right? No guy would shoot himself. That you couldn't. I don't think that you could do that.
You guys get angry down there parts sometimes, you know, they're not working for you, or maybe they keep running off and seeing other women. I don't know. Or men, whatever. Like, you guys do get mad at that area.
What?
Seems like, you know, it can be upsetting at times.
You've had men get mad at their own area right in front of you?
No, I've just heard stories about it.
But have you? So you've never had a man yell at his man area in front of you? How dare you?
Let me think. That'd be a
betray
great story
me right here in front
those,
of this
right?
fine young specimen right. of a lady.
It's not you. It's the chaunch. He doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah.
Wake up, fool!
You guys get mad at that at that region sometimes. So it's possible he just, in a fit of rage, he shot his right-hand man.
Well, the police on the case figured out he'd shot himself and that he'd had some felony convictions and wasn't allowed to own a gun. And
uh-oh.
He's looking at serious time for...
He did the right thing going to the hospital, though. You know, the story was weak, but, you know, the guy knows he's not supposed to have a gun, I'm sure, and then he shot himself in the right in the ding-dong, so... it's good that he went and got medical attention.
They have
to report the gunshot, though. He knew that, I'm sure. He's like, well, the trade-off is I bleed out here.
Right.
I guess I'll just go try and save my life and see what happens with it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. So, you know, if you're feeling it, send us a text. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
I'm 36 and only punctuate text when it's an exclamation point. Yeah, that's, I think.
Yeah, you're a kid.
Yeah.
36.
You're a young one.
You might feel grown, but, you know, just wait till you're our age. You'll be like 36. Oh, my God. What I wouldn't give.
Yep, I agree with Nicole, says 443.
Where is that? Is that just one of those new ones because we're running out?
Maybe that's Chico.
Oh! Chico.
It's everywhere, Pico.
Oh!
Baltimore is what it says?
Baltimore!
Well.
What's up, Baltimore? Yeah, they agree with Nicole. Since Americans have no safety nets, we have to open up. Our capitalist society will be our demise. Well, yeah, I mean, we have to open up. That's true. But yeah.
We're going to have a demise, but I don't know if it's going to be capitalism.
When did the Pats get caught filming practices? I don't know the dates. I'm not Roger Goodell.
I'm fully right. They were like reading lips and... figuring out plays.
It's so dumb. But it did happen. You can look it up. And the time it took you to text us, you could have hit Google and they would have told you.
You would have known all about it. All the stuff the Pats have done. Boy, they're the worst. They just keep winning, though.
They are the
cheaters.
Worst. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
All kinds of stuff, Vinny. The big Supreme Court decision. I got a Jon Stewart story and a brand new Ford.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.